Vayikich, plus Moisa Valeim Torah Ben Yoin. You also have to bring these two birds, maybe meant to have these birds in a Suffolk also. So have to bring this also. Yeah, what's me? The guy says, Harei Yalai Toidah Shlomim. He's mechayiv himself to bring a korban Toidah. And the Shlomim, Grashi says, Oize, either one. So then Yovei Kevis. He could bring, because he mechayiv himself to bring one, either a Toidah or a Shlomim. So then Yovei Kevis, he could also bring a Kevis, that's the least one, that could come either for Toidah or for Shlomim. He should bring a Kevis. Yeah, that's a 1 year old. A lamb 1 year old. Yeah. Personally, Parashti min Habakkuk, but then you day a Parashti, which one? So again, Yovi Par Uporo Ego Vieglo, because here a Shlomo and a Toidi could be both a Zohar or a Keva. So he doesn't know which one he says, so the Chum, he has to bring all four of them. What if he says min Behema? I said from the Behema, but then you day a Parashti, which type of Behema, as I said? So he has all these Sveikas. He has to bring a Par Uporo, a cow and a Par. Ego Vegula, young one, male or female. Ayo Verochel, also, that's being a Rochel, that's the female. Ayo. Ayo we had before, that was a Kevis, 2 year old Kevis. Then a Gediyah. Also, both male, a Gediyah was a goat, 1 year old, and a Gediyah. Then Sawyer Osira, that's being a Sawyer, a goat, that's 2 years old, Osira. And then Tele, Vitalia. Yeah, that's a Kevis. Where? I'm reading from the Mishnayos here. So kids, you have to bring all these for the Sveikas. What can be if the person says, Harei Alai Shor? The person stam says, Harei Alai to bring a Shor. He menad to bring a Shor for Korban Ola. Or else it could be a Korban Shlomim. But he doesn't have himself to bring a Shor. Slochu is Yovei Hu on the Socha B'mona. He has to bring the Shor, and he has to bring the Menachas, the Minchas Nesochim with it, that at least worth on Mayadina. That's how much Nesachim has to be worth. What when the person says they're allowed to bring an eagle? He's mechayiv himself to bring an eagle, a young calf. Then Yavihu Nesach is bechomish. That's enough to spend an eagle with a menachis that's worth a chomish of a sloyim. Mechomish sloyim, which is 20 dinarim. Chomish means it means chomish sloyim it has to be worth. Yeah. What when the person says ayil? So Yavihu Nesach b'shtayim. Has to be worth at least 2 saloyim. What's going to be kevis? First has to bring a kevis. If you over here, the soch of the seller, then the soch could even be worth only 1 seller. What's going to be if a person says a shor b'mona, when he says a rabbi to bring a shor only worth a mona? Yeah. So the locher is, yavi b'mona, he could bring that much, even though it's a very cheap one, but he could bring it. Chutz min achosef. Ah, that's the chiddush here. So when you set a rail light to bring the shore worth the mana, it means the shore itself has to be worth the mana, and not including the nesachim. The nesachim is separate from the mana. What's going to be a person says egel b'chomish, and chayav to bring egel worth 5 sloyim. So yovi b'chomish also chutz min achosef. He has to be the egel itself has to be worth 5 sloyim, excluding the nesachim. Ayel b'shtayim wants to bring an ayel. Yeah, worth 2 sloyim. Same thing. Yavi b'shtayim chutz min nesachim. He has to bring this, but only the korban itself, not the nesachim. Keves b'sela, same thing. Yavi b'sela chutz min nesachim. The korban itself has to be worth the sela, excluding the value of the nesachim. What's going to be if he says shor b'mona? He says he wants to bring a shor worth the mona for hevi shnayim, and he brings on worth 2. The mona. He says the shor worth the mana, and he brings 2 shvarim together that are worth the mana. Lech was lo yotza, he's not yotza. Mashmi said the one shor has to be worth the mana. Yeah. And here we didn't bring it. Here we brought 2, but the 2 small ones is no good. Yeah. Afilu zeh b'mana chesedina. The zeh b'mana chesedina is also no good. Because now when he was menadav to bring, is that clearly shor b'mona? He has to bring at least 1 shor worth a mona. What's going to be shochor? He said to bring a black one. Vehevi loven, and he brought a white one. Both the opposite, where he is mechayiv himself to bring love in a white shawl, and the Avi Shachar, he brought a black one. Rav Gov, he says, I'm going to bring a big one. The Avi Kotn, he brought a small one. Also, lo yotzo, that's not his neder was to do the way he said it. He's not doing what he said. What's going to be Kotn, the Avi Godel? He's another to bring a small one, and he brought a bigger one. Here yotzo, the Chalal Masayim is mono like, here yotzo. Rabbi Amos is still not lo yotzo, not yotzo. Since you made a neder to bring a Kotn, by saying to Tony Adas, you meant Badakra Kotn. And here that he brought a Godel, even though in a Godel, for sure, you have a Kotn, and so what? That's not what he made a neder. Rabbi Hill did not yotzo. Still, you're not yotzo, you're neder. It's not the way he said it. Yeah. Mer says, for like Twiggy, there's no machlekes over here. Ma ki yasri. Rashi says, Yasra Tanakamo kuriya keves miyaif. Tanakamo, the keves was less expensive than a bird. Over Yasra the Rebelezo, kuriyaif mi keves. It's that's shot in the first part of the Mishnah. Somebody says, Hare yalai oilo, does he have to bring that for keves? But the Mazayah says, no, he could even bring a tall or a yoina. So told you, so in Rebelezo's place, a keves, Guria oif mi keves. Oif was less than a keves. So this one, President of Reilai Oilab, if he wants to, he could even bring a tor or a yaina. The Rama says, Tanarabon, Hareilai Oilab the seller, le mizbeach. A mechai mesel to bring the korbanella worth the seller for the mizbeach. So loko is yovi keves. He should bring a lamb. The only thing that could be so cheap to get for a seller, the only type it could be is a kevis. What's going to be perashti, reader there, ma perashti? Yovim mikol dover shekor v'seller gavim mizbeach. Anything that's possible to be brought on the mizbeach, you have to bring it worth a seller. Rashi says, perashti means eizah korben avi v'yakneno b'seller. Now, mi denochas lefushay, then you can have Rashi as a suffix, with other things also. Therefore, he has to bring anything that could be brought worth of a shovel. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know what else will be included, but much for anything you get. Right, the parashti min bok, the Mishnah says, Vena de ma parashti, yavi par vegel. But in the you have to bring both, an older one and a younger one. For the more amai, the lacy par ma monashak, let him just bring a par of the yax, and monashak is yotza. The chur, like the other Mishnah says, he not to bring a cotton, you bring a godel, you yotzer. So who with the godel, you yotzer anyway. Someone says, no, if I'm your money, Rebbe, he. The ratio goes according to Rebbe. The Yom that he says, cotton, if you're in a high, you start to bring a cotton, a small animal. And instead, the heavy godel, you bring a big one, is lo yotzer, you're taking that yotzer. If you have to bring both, a par and an eagle. For the more e Rebbe, if it goes according to Rebbe, it's saying, what does it say for say? It says, shor b'mona. If you're in a high, you start to bring a shor worth the mona. The heavy shnayim b'mona, you brought two shvorim together that was the mona lo yotza. Now, it says also, chidush, v'afilu zeh b'mona chos adinu, zeh b'mona chos adinu, you're not yotza. Because it's not what you said to bring one worth the money, you didn't bring it. What's going to be shochor, you said to bring a black one, v'heavy lovin, but a white one, or a love one, you said to bring a white one, v'heavy shochor, bring a black one, God, you said to bring a big one, v'heavy cotton, you brought a small one, it lo yotza, also not yotza. Cotton, you said to bring a small one. Baby Godel is Yotza. Rebbe Yamala Yotza. So it's a bit of modern. It's Mashma, the Reish, the Tanakam of Rebbe. Because he's the first Tanakam of the Mishnah also. So we're saying now, comes out, Reish of the Sefer Rebbe. You want to tell in the beginning of the Mishnah that says you have to bring a power and an eagle, goes according to Rebbe. And the Sefer over at the end goes according to Rebbe. But if it's Yotza, the middle, that says, here it says you're not to bring a small one and you bring a godel, you yotza, that's the rabbanon. So it's not so much like that, that Rebbe's in between the rabbanon. First of all, yes, in. You have to say it this way. I tell you, ratio of the safe attack goes according to Rebbe. That if you mechide yourself to bring a small one and you bring a big one, you're not yotza. So if the ratio, you have to bring both the power and an ego, like the monoshak, you'd be yotza. But it's yotza, the middle part, right near the end, that's rabbanon. Vochikoma. That dog is there, that we said before, that if you're not to bring a korban, you can't stand bring a palm. You have to bring both. So now the Mishnah explains this, you know, that's the machlokes Rebbe's Rabbanon, that's the Pasha Vedin. That's only going according to Rebbe. The Rabbanim talk argue, and they say, if even if you're menagav to bring a small one, but you bring one big one, you yotza. So according to Chum, Menachnami, you would not have to bring both the par and the negul. It would be enough just to bring the par. It's not awesome. Learned the Gemara Mishnah by Nishkolim that Shishal in the Dover, that they had the shofaros there, the pushkas there where they put the money in the Beis Hamikdash. So six of them were in the Dover. That you put your money there to buy karbonos of Nadova. Kineged me, who are these six kineged? So Simin, Kufman, Pei, Shinaim, Oma Chizkiya. Kineged Shisha Bota Yovis HaKahanim. Kineged the six different Bota Yovis. Shetiknu Lehem Chachomim. Shiyu Sholem Zem Zer. They shall always have peace, one with the other. As she says, Kineged Shisha Bota Yovis. Shekol Mishma Cholak L'Shisha Bati Yavis. Every Mishma had six different Bati Yavis. Kineged Shishi Mei Shvua. Like every day of the week, a different Beis Av came to be, do the Avodah there. Zoy V'Joymai, Zoy V'Joymai. V'Shabbos Kul Shavim. As the Mishma was 1 week, there was a bunch of Kana that came there. So every day of the week, one Mishpacha did the Avodah, and Shabbos all came together. V'Shil Lem Shalom Zem Zer. Sh'oy Reis, Sh'al Behemes Ha'nikres Min HaShefaros. So the kahanim, like any korban erla, the oil, the skin went to kahanim. Shemagriv erla, so chol zman shen mizbech botol lo yelochim neshafaros. V'imohayim lem el neshafar echad, or they'll come to have fights. They'll say using mine, we're using that one. That's why the dafka made six different shafaros that each day they use the money from a different shafar. So now they won't come to fight. That's what means. That's why they keep peace between them. That's pshat. Sheyesh sholem zem zeh. So each. Bosse Av every day use a different shayfer. We have Yerchlan Normal Mitorch and Nadavim Ruba. Since most times they brought Mitorch and Nadavis, is Tiknu Lam Shafaros Ruben. That's why they made a lot of them. Kadesh Lo Yist Afshu. How much is the money should not get stale there? There'll be one big pushka. The bottom of it will get stale. The money will get ruined. That's why they have six different shafaros. Laziri Yama Kineged Pa VeEgel Ayu VeKevis Kediv VeSayir. These are six different animals that you can bring for Korban Eilah. The Rebbe goes according to Rebbe, the Yomar, Koton, Vevi Godel Yotza. And hide yourself to bring a Koton, and you bring a big one, you're not Yotza. Therefore you have all these in the Sveikis. So Rashi explains, Kineged Par Vego Vaya Kevas Agri Vesoyu, Shamas Nadif Par Loilo, Samedi Vinos Lashay Fesha Shmoy Par, a Monecho like we have. Now the one that's another to bring an ego. He brings chomis loyim and he puts into the shofar called egel. V'chein kulam v'kana then loychem imoyis shofar shmoy par v'ikru v'moyis the shofar parim achich lekol amoyis. It goes according to Rebbe that says kol Rebbe god lo yotzo lochi hevish lochi hevish shisha shein oyla bo ela mihana shisha behemis. Only from these shisha behemis. That's why you have six. Because otherwise you shouldn't have to have par and egel. Just have a par like as you monoshach it be yotzo. The eagle. Right, then the Mor says, V'obar poda omar kineged ha-porim ve'elim. It's kineged the porim and the elim. U'kvosum usirim. V'yamaisoros v'yamor kula kichir. So Rashi says, kineged porim, she'ochate sibar, she'ovdu v'ifra shachem tachteyim, v'yachakach nimtza rishoynim, v'nitknu l'reya. In such a case, they put the money to the shofar. That's called Kineged HaPorim V'Elim V'HaKvosim V'Yasirim. Much as HaKvosim means the Oshem Nozer V'Oshem Mitzorah Boam Ben Shana. So these Moisores, here you put Vav HaMoisores V'Hamor. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the next tape. You're holding Daf Kuf Ches Amad Aleph on top. Again, in the middle of the Shiloh that the Bereist has said we'll have a Gemara Mishnah in Shkolin that said that Shishal in the Dova, that in the Beis Hamikdash there were six shofaros, pushkas used to collect the money for nedavos. So the question is, why do I have to have six? So he had already a few terutzim, that the first terutz he had was that Chizki said, Kineged Shisha Bot Yovis HaKahanim, Shtiglim Bechom Sheh Sholem Zem Zer. Then Rabbi Yechlin said, Beitosh Nedavim Ruba, they had a lot of shofaros, that the money should not be nisapesh. And then we had, Ziri said, Kineged the Par of the Eagle, Eye of the Kevis, Gedi, Osoye, and Rebbe goes according to Rebbe Shita, that these are the six different karbonos that could be brought for Korban Eilah. Now, last terrace was, Ubar Pod Omar, Kineged HaPorim V'Elim.
So Rashi says Apori means that's the Chatis Sibo Shovad and the Hifresh Acherim Tachteim. And then they found the first one as Niftik L'Rio, so that's the first one called Purim. Then the Ve'elim, Rashi says that goes Masham Gizelus Yashamila Shovdu Hifresh Acherim Tachteim, and then they found him. So the Moisad left over one, the money goes to this